Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas gone a Derbe first, and then a Lystra, which part they meet one believer named Timothy. For him had a me one believer too. She had me one Jew, but the part of me Greek. The believer then a Lystra Iconium, me talk good about Timothy. So Paul me want carry along with them upon their journey. But he circumcised Timothy first, so that the Jews now when me live in that area not got nothing for say. Because they know so that Timothy part of me Greek. Then they travel from city to city to tell the believer there what are the rules, where the apostle there and the elder there in Jerusalem may decide upon for they obey. So the church they may grow stronger in their faith and a lot more people join them. Next, Paul and Silas, along with Timothy, travel through Phrygia and Galatia, but they never go into Asia. Car the Holy Spirit tell enough to preach them. When they reach the border of Mysia, they try for God at Bithynia, but Jesus' Holy Spirit never want them go there. So instead of go there, they go through Mysia and down to Troas. That same night, Paul me got one vision. He see one man from Macedonia, they stand up and the beg and say,
"Come to Macedonia, come help we."
After Paul see the vision, we never waste no time to get ready. Figure out Macedonia. Cause when we know say that God may want to send with it to preach the good news to the people then there. We left from Troas in our ship and sailed straight across the Samothrace. And then the next day we gone to Neapolis. From there we gone to Philippi, where there was a Roman colony and our city in the first district of Macedonia. We stayed there for a few days. When the Sabbath day come, we gone by the riverside where we know say we might find one place where the Jewish people there may want go pray. When we reach, we sit down and talk to the lady there, where me dede. One of the lady where me dede, that me Lydia from Thyatira. She does sell some expensive purple cloth. She that me one lady where me worship God, and the Lord open for she heart to believe the message where Paul preach. She and everybody in her house get baptized, and then she invite me to come stay with her. He say,
"If you don't believe, say, that I am a true believer in the Lord, then you stay with me."
He never done till he persuade me to stay at her house. One day as we go to the place for prayer, we meet one slave girl. She may got one evil spirit in her, will make it could have me tell the future. Because of this, she does make a lot of money for the people that were my owner. He made a follow Paul, and the holler say,
"They are man that serve up for the Most High God. They tell you how you could get saved."
She gone out with this for a goodly while, till Paul get tired of it. So one day, he just turned around and said to the evil spirit in the girl,
"In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you to come out, huh?"
Same time the evil spirit come out on. Well, when fishy owner then realize that she may want can't make no more money for them, they may vex. So then grab Paul and Silas and drag them in front of the authority there in the public square. Then bring them in front of the Roman official there and accuse them say,
"They are man the Jews, and they cause lot of trouble in a for we city. Then they teach things where they against for we law. We the Roman citizen, and we can't do anything there."
Well, the crowd joined in for attack Paul and Silas. Then the official then tear the clothes off of Paul and Silas and order one whipping for them. After they don't get one good beating, then throw them in a jail and then tell the jailer to make sure he locked them up good. So the jailer follow the others and so throw them in a the cell where they way inside. And on top of that, he fastened a foot between two heavy blocks of wood. Round midnight, Paul and Silas made a prayer and sing hymns to God, and the other prisoner they made a listen to them. Sudden one serious earthquake shake the jail right down to the foundation. Same time, all of the doors then open up and all of the chain then drop off for all of the prisoner then. The jailer he wake up and when he see said that all of the doors then don't open, he me think said that the prisoner them don't get away. So he holler out his sword and he want to kill himself. But Paul holler and tap his voice say,
"Stop! Not kill yourself! All the way there!
The jailer holla fi one light. He dash in and fall down the trimble that Paul and Silas foot. Then he bring them out of the cell and ask them, say,
"Mister, that way I could do fi get saved?"
They answer and say,
"Believe in the Lord Jesus and you are saved, you and your whole family."
Then they preach the word of God to him and the rest of people there in a house. That may night. But that same time, the jailer take them and tend to them cut and bruise where they get. Then he and his whole family get baptized same time. Then they carry Paul and Silas upstairs in a house and give them things to eat. The jailer and family may only happy because now they believe in a Jesus. The next morning, the Roman official then send some police officer with the order say,
"Let go there, man."
So the jailer said to Paul,
"One order come down from the Roman official then, say that you and Silas could go. So uno could go and go in peace."
But Paul said to the police officer then,
"They never find we guilty of no crime. Still let them beat we in a public and throw we in a prison. And they say that we a Roman citizen. Now they want send we off in a secret. No way. They better come tell we that themselves and then let we go."
So the police officer then gone back and tell the Roman official then where Paul me say, "Well, when they hear say that Paul and Silas that me Roman citizen, they me only frightened. So then gone themselves, gone tell them how they so sorry. Then they carry them themselves out of jail and ask them if he left the city. After Paul and Silas left the prison, then gone and lay their house. They meet with the believer then there and give them words of encouragement. And then left.